Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm Scott. Today I am taking a risk. I feel I've got a little bit complacent with it's only Blue Friday. You know Laura on X Factor last Saturday? She took a risk by singing and playing piano at the same time. Got voted out. Today, I am playing the keyboard at the same time as going bleh, bleh. Wish me luck.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Right, someone says the act I'm sending home this week is Scott Mills. That's Emma in Cambridge. Someone's saying, yeah, Laura should have taken some tips from you. You nailed it, Scott.
Exactly.
I think I made Bolero my own there.
Without a shadow of a doubt. That music from now on will always be associated with you.
Yeah. Nobody another X Factor cliches.
Yep.
Yep. 9 out of 10. Loved the organ, Mills. From Ben. Superb, Scott. Better than Laura. From Jay in Wolves.
So it was potentially world class.
Did you?
Mm.
World class on Blue Friday.
I could see you having
a hit record with that.
A number one hit record.
Oh, wicked. Okay, thanks. He's back. It's Chappers.
Now, why are you playing this?
This is your theme tune.
No, it's not my theme tune.
We were talking about this yesterday.
Please.
It is now. Do you ever imagine you're in a film, and do you ever imagine that you have a theme tune to your life, a soundtrack to your life, just one song?
No, that's never. I've never thought about that.
No, me neither, until my flatmate mentioned it yesterday.
Right.
This is yours. I don't know why. We're still trying to work out what mine is at the moment. You can choose if you like.
I'll have a little think.
Yeah, have a think.
But thanks for that.
There we are. So we have to play that now every time you come on, I think.
No, I don't think you do.
What you do, if you're going out tonight, maybe going out and take your MP3 player with you, not you, the listeners, right. As you walk, normally when you're walking, right, put something on that could be in a film. Imagine that the film is all around you and that you're on. And that is the theme tune to your life.
Right.
Also, I'd quite like to have a narrator to my life as well, narrating everything that I did. Just for a day. Wouldn't that be cool?
Who would they
Scott
narrate?
Is now talking on the radio.
Well, they'd narrate it to you.
Yeah.
You'd have your own personal
just like
narrator.
An own narrator. Yeah, I'd quite like that.
Really?
Yeah. Get a bit annoying after a while, I think. We had an actual spy on yesterday. Who does it all the time? On the bus, sometimes, they'll be, like, looking around furtively at people.
I missed an awful lot yesterday.
Yeah, with a theme tune on. Don't see them do that on Spooks so often,
No, they
do
don't do that.
No, they should. So if you're going out tonight, put something that could be on a film on, or anything you like, anything that you can think suits you, and make that your theme tune.
Is this a day for you taking risks?
What do you mean?
Because you did that, and what have you done to your hair?
Right, stop the music. There's been a real problem.
That's harsh. It looks fine. It's just a bit flat.
No, can I have that children in need bandana again, please?
What if you do?
What do you mean? What do you think? From what you can see
did
now.
Did you ask them to cut it so that it looks like it's receding?
Don't. Now, I spent a lot of money on this treatment.
What's happened is I've had it...
And it was a treatment.
What? I've had it chemically...
Is it a weave?
No! I've had it chemically straightened.
Oh my god, listen to the static on that. Do it again.
Ugh. Right.
I've had it chemically straightened, the opposite of a perm.
Yeah.
Because I hate curly hair and my hair's curly. And now it's gone too straight.
Right, okay.
Apparently, in a couple of days, it'll be fine. At the moment, it's really not fine.
It's gone quite a long way back as well.
Get the bandana.
Can you get the bandana, please? I'm not going out this weekend. Radio 1 Podcast. Do I look like Zoolander?
What?
Do I look like Zoolander with my hair?
I don't know.
Lots of people want to know, do I?
Yes.
Great. Right, Wonder Years...
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I wouldn't say it was good.
Okay.
He's a male model, but he's quite stupid.
Wonder Years coming up at 5, Floor Fillers at 6 tonight...
Did you hear Beyonce?
Don't, like, if you're going to make any more quips about my hair, you can leave it, sister.
That's quite a Ricky Lake retort.
It wasn't it? You see my hand as well?
No, I missed that bit, unfortunately. Mm. Did you hear Beyonce in the Live Lounge earlier?
Yes, I did. Quite good.
Did you hear her talking about a few things?
Are you referring to this glove thing she was on about?
Yeah, basically, I think, you know, you've got your one glove.
Yes.
I know where the other one is.
Right.
We saw lots of pictures in the papers of you with the glove.
The glove.
What
the magical Sasha Fierce glove.
Is that the Sasha Fierce glove?
It is the glove Sasha Fierce. See, when you want Sasha Fierce, I have to have the glove on. Right now, I don't. So you're talking to Beyonce.
Right. So when Beyonce wears one glove, she becomes Sasha Fierce.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything you want to tell us?
No.
Who do you become?
I become Sasha Fierce. That's strange. I don't...
Do you put that glove on in your bedroom?
No.
And dance around your bedroom with Sasha Fierce?
No, I don't.
I'm quite relieved. Is she quite scary, this Sasha Bird?
She doesn't do interviews. She's way too high maintenance. And only does performances.
Okay, Beyonce.
That still sounds like it could be you.
She's lost it. What's she on about? Listen.
I'm quite relieved. Is she quite scary, this Sasha Bird?
She doesn't do interviews. She's way too high maintenance. And only does performances.
Imaginary friend.
So you don't do that?
No, I don't do that, I'd like to say.
Is her glove the other part of the pair?
Look, I don't even own that glove anymore. Do you remember we did Scott Cam? Nobody could find it.
Because you had too much of Sasha.
What?
Too much of Sasha
Fierce.
Yeah,
that's right.
But is it? Are they a pair? Have you got one and Beyonce got the other?
No.
Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast.
I'm feeling quite sorry for some old people today.
Why?
Because they're in a church choir and they're going in for a church choir contest. Of the year. Mm-hmm. This is in America, of course.
Okay.
And in one of these choirs, which is the, I think it's the First Baptist Church Senior Adult Choir, mm-hmm. don't know where in America, somewhere, the choir leader, who is considerably younger than the others in the choir, has decided that to win this contest, they should do more contemporary songs.
Okay.
But I don't think the rest of the olds are too sure about it. See what you think. See, he's the leader. He's the one making them do this. Right. He's the younger one. I don't think it's right.
I can't hear you. I said, what's cooler than being cool?
Ice cold.
All right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right. Okay, now, ladies.
Yes?
Now, we're going to break this thing down in just a few seconds. Now, don't have me break this thing down for nothing. Here we go. Shake it.
Was she just going off on her own at the end? Has she lost interest?
Just wandered off.
Why didn't they tell the organ player the track that they were doing?
Well, no one knows what's going on because they obviously don't know these songs. They're all out of time, even the bloke on the organ. They're all in their 60s, 70s, 80s and some of them 90s.
Never mind that he's not in time.
They're all over the place.
He hasn't even got the tune.
I don't know the songs, it's not fair. Imagine if this was my gran, and I went to see her at the church choir, and she did this one. Obviously, that would be I'd be amazed if that happened because she's dead. Mm. But imagine if she was still alive and this happened.
Can't touch this.
She's trying to win a competition.
Break it down.
Folk.
At least the organist is a bit more in tune.
A bit better on that one, wasn't he?
Was that your gran's favourite track, then?
No. And this guy, who's, you know, the ringleader, the young one, is like, oh, I'm going to make the old folk do Eminem. That'll be good.
Look, if you had one shot or one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted...
This is unbelievable, this one.
One moment. Would you capture it?
Once he stops doing his bit.
Let it slip.
Listen to the old folk. They haven't got a clue. They're just reading it out. Listen. Go! Not gonna win, are they?
They just want to all go home and get into their walking bath.
Yeah,
and
they
soap,
do.
Don't
they do. Now they are a bit better at this one, I warn you.
Oh, stop it! Stop it!
Don't ya? Yes, Granny, I do. It's a real choir. This is real.
Stop it.
Do you think that would make more people go to church?
No.
Do you think they had some kind of brainstorm and some meeting? How can we get more young people to go to church? I know. We'll get 70-year-old women doing hip-hop classics.
Or pretend to be the Pussycat Dolls.
Get 70-year-old women singing this.
It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes.
I'm getting so hot, I'm gonna
take my robe off. It's getting hot in here.
I'm not old people today, honestly.
No.
They're not right.
They're not. Also, do OAPs really know what riding dirty is?
They see me rolling, they are hating. Patrolling, they're trying to catch me riding dirty.
Trying to catch me riding dirty. Trying to catch me riding dirty. Trying to catch me riding dirty. Trying to catch me riding dirty.
My mind's so loud, I'm swinging. They're hoping that they're going to catch me riding dirty.
Trying to catch me riding dirty.
Oh my god. Podcast. Are the newsreaders doing their thing tonight like they
do
on Children in Need?
They are.
Apart from Kate Silverton.
Well, Becky's just put this on the computer screen.
She's fallen down a hole.
Well, not any old hole.
No, an elephant hole.
She's fallen
What's
down.
What's that?
I don't know. Well, hang on. She was filming something for Big Cat Live. Which presumably you would have thought that would have involved lions and tigers and elephants. Mm. But anyhow, while she was filming that, she fell down an elephant hole, so she's hurt her back and is morphined up to her eyeballs.
Oh, poor Kate.
Oh, my word, this is revolting. They had to take a disc out of her bag.
I'm sorry. That's not an official statement you're reading. The reason I laughed is not because she's in pain, because you read out that she was morphined up to her eyeballs. That's not what her agents released, is it?
Oh, no. It's
no.
a source.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, it doesn't sound very official.
Kate's agent said, she's morphined up to her eyeballs.
Anyway, a good point, actually. It's not an official statement.
Get well soon, Kate Silverton. I love her. She's really nice.
She's lovely, isn't she?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just trying to work out exactly what happened to Kate Silverton off of the news on BBC, because she can't do the newsreaders thing on Children in Need tonight, that hilarious thing they do, because she's fallen down an elephant hole. Diggs in West London says, what's that? I thought they lived above ground. The burrows must be huge. I don't know what an elephant hole is. The one that doesn't speak has just looked it up on YouTube. Watch this video, chappers. He just looked up elephant hole on YouTube. Now, tell me, what's going on there?
It's a man who looks to be cleaning... Oh, God!
Is that what happened to Kate Silverton?
No.
What's happened?
It's a man who looks like he's cleaning out an elephant enclosure in a zoo or a wildlife park or something, and the elephant sits on his head.
Swallows him? His head.
Yeah.
Temporarily.
Well, basically, his head goes up the elephant's backside.
Right. That's not what happened to her, is it?
Well, if it did, you can understand why she might have been morphined up to the eyeballs.
God. That's scary, isn't it?
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.